Wherever Jehovah's presence is, Satan cannot stand. Wherever God announces his kingdom, Satan's kingdom has to be swallowed up. Tonight you will announce the kingdom of the Lord. You will announce the magisterial rule of Jehovah. You will announce that his kingly authority and reign is already established in your bosom. You are a child of God, whether you lay down or you get up. You are the righteousness of God. Whether you are asleep or eating, you are the righteousness of God. Whether you are walking or not, you are the one with the breastplate of righteousness. You are one shot with your feet, the preparation of the gospel of peace. You will not fail. You will not fail. Our warfare is not against humans, but spirit beings, far wicked and well organized. Satan is a dominator. He wants to control the human race. And Christians are his target. And when you read the Bible carefully, where it talks about our wrestling with the enemy, it says we wrestle not against flesh nor blood. And wrestling is an intense, is the most intense form of conflict between two people. Every tactic and trick must be used to win in wrestling. Those of you who watch wrestling, you see a tiny man throw a big-shouldered bodied individual down and they go 1, 2, 3 and he's a winner. He's a winner not because he's equally big. He's a winner because of smartness. He's using every available trick in the game to win. Praise God. This thing is not for bookish individuals. It is for people who embrace the truth of the Word of God. If you embrace the truth of the Word of God, Satan will not build a citadel in your head. Satan will not confuse you with doubt, disbelief about who you are and what you are supposed to become. But you stand on the authority of the Word of God. You know, we live this organized life, but what we must understand is that Satan's kingdom is highly organized. Highly organized in the heavenly realms. Matthew 12, 22 to 28. Jesus drives out the demon out of a man. The people, the Pharisees, respond differently to what Jesus does. Satan has infused the minds of many people such that when people are being liberated, other people get annoyed. Can you imagine somebody in prison by Satan being set free? Instead of us to cheer that they are free, we start asking questions. Now, what did he do for that thing to enter him? It doesn't really matter. What matters is that Satan has lost control. Praise God forevermore. The Bible calls him Beelzebub, Lord of the flies. I don't think there is anybody here who loves flies. None. And he's Lord of it. He's filthy and dirty. And he seeks to throw dirt on what God wants to do. He wants to send his flies around what God has demanded that it be holy and chaste for the use of the kingdom of God. But Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ has said is Lord. And with him, we will win every battle. Satan's kingdom is not divided at all. It is highly organized. Colossians chapter 1 verse 12. I'll end it with that. Because I can't really go through all of this. Colossians 1 from verse 12. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has, look at the word there, delivered. Not he's trying to deliver. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Not only do we have forgiveness of sins, look in your Bible carefully, we have redemption. We have been bought back completely. We are owned by God. And God never shares his property with Satan. Never, ever. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. redeemed from the power and the grip of darkness. We see the kingdom of Satan here, and as well as the kingdom of God. We see that we are given thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. That's the kingdom of God. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness. That's the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of the devil. Who has conveyed us from the kingdom of his Son. He has conveyed us, taken us into the kingdom of his Son from the kingdom of darkness. We see the kingdom of the enemy and the kingdom of God. The Bible tells us, look at verse 13. He has delivered us from the power. The word power is translated exousia. Exousia means authority. He has delivered us from the authority of darkness. Satan has authority over his subjects, but we are not one. We are children of the light. We are children of God. Praise God forevermore. Ephesians 6 and verse 12 tells us about the heavenly realm. It also tells us that in this heavenly realm, we are made equipped by God. We are equipped by God to deal with spiritual things in the heavenlies. May I solicit this to you? If Satan was cast out of heaven, how can he legally occupy it again? He doesn't. I said he doesn't. He's in a lower realm, far lower realm. God cast him out of heaven. But we are seated in heaven. I said God cast him out of heaven. We are seated in heaven. He cast him out. He placed us there. Far above all principality and power. It means that our place and position in the spiritual realm is far higher than the domains of darkness. It's far higher than anything the enemy may fathom in your life. I say strongly that somebody is dealing with fear. Fear of the unknown. Fear of your future. Fear of what may be or may not be. Today you will rise in the power of the Spirit of God. And those of you who may be watching us by television, God is not through with you. Just rise and in desperation before the courts of God. He will answer you and deliver you from trouble. He promised that he will deliver us. He promised that he will rescue us from the jaw of the lion and the great dragon. He promised that he will deliver us from our captives, and he's delivering you right now. There is nothing too difficult for God. Absolutely nothing is difficult for our God. He's able to save even to the uttermost. So you reach out to him and touch the hands and the presence of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Let's rise to our feet and begin to worship the Lord. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you. And we bless your name and we worship.